From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county and all 50 states. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, we are seeing something new on dairy farms in our region.
More dairy producers are turning to a group house, group fed calf management system.
That is a different management approach to housing calves and caring for calves as opposed to what traditionally has been done in the past many years, and that is to house them individually and outside what's called calf hutches.
And Kurt Gooch of Cornell University Extension says that requires providing a good environment for calves, especially in the realm of ventilation. But with challenges such as colder, drafty weather in northern climates that impact baby calves to a greater degree, producers using a group house, group fed system are looking at mechanical ventilation,
which basically use fans in conjunction with designated air inlets to provide ventilation for the calves.
Gooch adds such ventilation systems lend themselves to dairies using auto feeders for their calves as part of a group house, group fed management system. They can also be designed on calf needs based on seasonal conditions. I'm Ron Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Well, our pearl of wisdom today, saw this recently on a church sign. It said, "Don't give up. Even Moses was once a basket case." That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.